It's a new week, which means it's time for a new Monday Musing with Left of Lansing's Pat Johnston. Muse away, Pat.
Here's the Monday Musing for May 11th of 2026. The massive 20-point blowout victory for Democrats in Michigan's open state Senate race in the Great Lakes Bay region last week is causing MAGA Michigan Republicans to wonder, how are they losing elections by such overwhelming numbers? For example, MAGA Michigan State Representative Angela Regas of Alto in Kent County took to Facebook right after Democrat Shedrick Green trounced his MAGA Republican opponent in that special election for Michigan's 35th State Senate District, which comprises of Saginaw, Bay, and Midland counties. And Regas posted the following after the results were announced. "It's weird to me that one could serve our country and be a Democrat." Shedrick Green is a decorated Marine veteran and a recently retired fire captain of the Saginaw Fire Department. Then, according to Michigan Advance's Catherine Daly, Representative Angela Regas liked a reply to her comment, which reads, quote, "or claim to be a Christian and be a Democrat." Aren't they so clever? I mean, wasn't it just a couple of weeks ago when I heard the Trump regime, the MAGA Republican Party, and MAGA Michigan Republicans lecture all of us not on the MAGA cult train to watch our language and watch our rhetoric after someone tried to attack the Washington Correspondents' Dinner where Dear Leader was in attendance? It wasn't that long ago. But then 1 week later, there's Angela Regas liking a comment saying that it's weird to claim to be a Christian and a Democrat. Of course, that's the main reason MAGA Republicans say Democrat instead of Democratic Party, because it allows them to get close to saying Democrat. It's all part of this weird white Christian nationalist belief system that demons are possessing people everywhere. However, saying MAGA Republicans who claim to be Christians are guilty of being hypocrites isn't much of a newsbreaker, I know that. Angela Regas' statements and endorsement on that Facebook post does provide an extra glimpse into the demented mindset of this Republican ideology, although I'm unsure as to what their true ideology really is, other than to serve the Epstein class, do whatever Trump says, get off on attacking marginalized people and people of color, and doing whatever billionaire Betsy DeVos tells them to do here in Michigan. Angela Regas liked a post where the commenter said, "One cannot be a Christian and be a Democrat," which is funny because, and I hate to harp on this, but MAGA Republicans in the State House are currently fighting to end the RX Kids program, which another study shows is cutting down on the number of Child Protective Services investigations in Flint after the implementation of the program. According to Michigan Advance, research published in the Journal of American Medical Association shows the prenatal and infant direct cash support program shows a 7% point decrease in the investigated allegation rate among infants born in Flint. Now, this program is expanding throughout the state, and at a time when the national economy is failing the entire working class, tariffs, and Trump and Israel's war in Iran are causing higher prices at the pump, maybe keeping this program is kind of a smart idea. Yet MAGA Michigan Republicans are attacking it, even though it's helping young families in many of their districts. But they're the real Christians? What would Jesus do? Give more money to tech bros and their data centers? As for their attacks on Shedrick Green's military service, that doesn't surprise me all that much, since for all their talk about respecting the flag and respecting those who served, they really despise those who serve to uphold the Constitution rather than serve their dear leader. And then you have MAGA Republicans, helped along by the corporate MAGA majority in the Supreme Court, who are nullifying black voters across the country, particularly in the South. Now, I remember being told by the likes of some so-called MAGA intellectual stalwarts like Rush Limbaugh and well-respected conservative pundits, provocateurs, and polemicists like William F. Buckley, George Will, and all the way up to the late right-wing Christian nationalist incel Charlie Kirk on how conservative ideas will always beat progressive ideas and policies. Yet, because MAGA ideas, policies, and theories have turned out to be failures during the last 70 years, especially in terms of race relations in this country, MAGA Republicans are resorting to turning this country back before the Civil Rights Act and back before the Voting Rights Act. I mean, what did you think MAGA meant when it came to Make America Great Again? It meant before black Americans received a little voting equality. That's what it meant. And then these same people, like MAGA Michigan State Representative Angela Regas, are befuddled as to why in the world anyone would vote for Democrats, as MAGA Republicans just sit by and aid and abet in allowing rampant corruption to reign supreme within the Trump regime, as they sit back and celebrate the ICE Gestapo harassing and killing in American streets, as they champion the nullification of the black vote. And again, here in Michigan, they're working to gut a real pro-family program in RX Kids, which is literally saving kids' lives. And then, of course, they are just remaining silent and quiet as their dear leader Trump's and Israel's war in Iran is hurting the American consumers at the pump, not to mention destroying the American farm workers who now have to pay higher costs for fertilizer because the Strait of Hormuz continues to be closed. Perhaps Shedrick Green won his Senate seat because of his loyalty to his country, and more importantly, maybe because of his loyalty, his decades loyalty to his community over the loyalty of a convicted felon, a man found liable of sexual assault, and a man who was simply a pedophile protector for the billionaire Epstein class in the White House. Perhaps Shedrick Green, who says that he wants to be a vote to increase spending in education and healthcare, who also wants to address the affordability issue for his community, maybe he is the one living by the words of Jesus. Did you ever think of that, Michigan MAGA Republicans? LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Subscribe to the podcast and also subscribe to Left of Lansing on YouTube. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, the Gram, and Facebook. Take the battle to them.